Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory be unto the Most High God. Hallelujah. He is wonderful. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Praise the Lord, everybody. He is marvelous, wonderful, awesome. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Praise the Lord. We give God glory and honor for this blessed new day that he has given us, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Renewed mercies. Another opportunity to give him glory, another opportunity to repent, another opportunity to be used for his glory and honor. Oh, thank God for majesty and power. He's our counselor, our prince of peace. Oh, a very present help in the time of trouble. He's our refuge. Oh, glory to God. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? As we look unto the hills who have come as our help, we realize it comes from him. Praise the Lord. I pray there is an awakening in the body of Christ and recognize that we need a Savior, that we recognize him as the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. When we look out over to God and see in our surroundings in the cosmos, even the magnificent painting and wonderful, glory to God, landscape and the beauty that he's created from the sky to the on the ground, all around in the oceans, all glory to God in the seas. Oh, my Lord, what a magnificent creator that we have. And he knows the beginning before. He knows the end as well as the beginning. And even before this day came about, this moment came about, he knew it before the beginning of time. That's why we got to trust him. When we can't trace him, just know that he is and shall always be the true and living God. What an awesome God we serve. Glory to God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, in my mouth, in my mouth, in my mouth, in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Help us, Lord, glory to God, to sing that, say that, mean that, and do that, that it will not be just some words on, glory to God, written in our minds off a piece of paper or just because we heard it. But God, help us to strive more for making you first in our lives, the Lord of our lives. Oh, God, not just the Christ of the crisis when we need some, or get in, glory to God, a situation that, glory to God, that we can't get out of and we need your help. But God, help us to remember, oh, to give you glory and praise at all times, striving more to get to that place that we will bless the Lord at all times. Help us not to be in denying, justify why we do this or who did this and why they didn't and what we should have. But God, help us to get out of the coulda, woulda, shoulda, and just, Lord, nevertheless, thy will. And if I'm found guilty, God, I repent in the name of Jesus. Ah, not to play the blame game. But God, I bless you today. I pray, glory to God, for these as your people as well as myself, that we come in your presence with thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, glorifying you, exalting your name, being obedient to that you called us to do. Taking time to get in your word and get in your presence. Let you speak to us and let us not come with our laundry list or with a gimme list. Oh, my God, help us to be to the point that we'll worship you in spirit and in truth and take you at your word and wait patiently on you to move. To have faith without patience. Glory to God with the praises and the anointing flowing, glory to God. Help us to keep our eyes Six on, glory God, the Creator, in the name of Jesus. Know that you're not a God that you should lie, and your hand is not too short that you can't deliver. Oh, what a marvelous, magnificent God we serve. Oh, glory to God from the beginning of time to the end of time. God, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God, for the privilege to be able to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Oh, God, we bless you. We thank you again, glory to God, for this time that we can come in your presence to glorify your name, but to pray and intercede on the behalf of your people. Oh, glory to God, for those that are in darkness, those that know you as Savior, and glory to God, learning you as the Lord, that you bless and encourage them to continue to stand and not waver. Oh, God, bless those, glory to God, are going through in their bodies and in their minds. Pray for deliverance and healing. Pray for our country with all the various different chaotic things going on, the prejudiceness, the killing, the murdering, glory to God, the drug trafficking all around the globe, glory to God, the human trafficking, the homosexual acts and the things that the enemy is trying to make norm in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray for marriages and we pray for families, glory to God. Pray, glory to God, for those that are going through right now in their homes and those that are going through, glory to God, single and for whatever, whether single through never been married or been married, divorced or been married, glory to God, and widow or whatever, in separation, whatever the situation is, God, we know all things are possible through you for restoring and healing and deliverance. And what, glory to God, you separate, glory to God, you hadn't put together. Oh, let no man put it together. But God, you said, what you have put together, let no man put it asunder. God, we pray, glory to God, for our youth. We pray for parents and children. Oh, God, that are going through with all kind of chaotic stuff going in the home when some are trying to raise the children right and it's chaos through the children. There's some things the parents are not walking right and then the children are being misused and abused. And what of God, then we have all kind of stuff going on in our governments and all across the land. And, oh, my Lord, we pray, glory to God, for deceit and greed. We pray down those strongholds. We pray even for those things that are filtered up in the body of Christ that ought not to be as well and named among us. God, we pray for deliverance and awareness and pray, glory to God, for repentance and healing. Oh, God, what a God we serve. Thank you every day for that mercy. Thank you every day for that grace. Thank you for people that are standing on the wall and determined they're not going to come down and standing and interceding and praying, glory to God, and how you've empowered them, glory to God, to bind and loose and curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy. Help us never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Thank you for those, glory to God, that's learning how to connect with people, glory to God, through the gospel, to teach the word, to preach the word, to reach in the name of Jesus, and not be a partaker of another man's sin or either out there, glory to God, committing all kinds of sins against, glory to God, your word, but an awareness and awakening and walking in power and authority. God, we are praying for salvation to come to many that are walking in darkness and don't know who you are or heard of you, but hadn't got to that place. They don't know, glory, how you forgive and how you love and how you still love. And, oh, glory to God, even those that have chosen to go to hell, you did not make that place for any of us, but nothing but Satan and all his little cohorts. In the name of Jesus, all those angels that was, glory to God, was cast out of heaven. But God, we pray right now that people will come to the place to know that, God, they have an opportunity to live for you, to live, glory to God, and know what it is, glory to God, to have a Savior that loves them, that's concerned about them, that is a provider. You're the Jehovah Jireh. Thank God, glory to God, for those, glory to God, hallelujah, that will hear the voice of the Lord and heed to it and obey. You say, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. In the name of Jesus, choose you this day who you're going to serve. And we need to be, glory to God, as believers, like Joshua said, glory to God, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Oh, God, I pray, glory to God, for parents, glory to God, to allow the children, glory to God, to run rampant all over the place and leave doors open for the enemy to come in and destroy. Oh, God, you say a man that does not love it, does love his child, glory to God, he hate him if he don't, glory to God, chastise him. God, you told us in your word how we're to govern ourselves and how we're to conduct ourselves in our homes, in the marriages, in relationships, glory to God, on the job, wherever you can think of, glory to God, with our brethren, and for our neighbors. God, help us to be obedient to that you call. It's not about a smorgasbord that we can come and select what we like and what we don't like. Like you told Ezekiel, eat the whole roll. God, I'm praying like never before. An awakening Hallelujah. Help us to know there are challenges out here. There are situations that occur. But you said in your word, there'll be trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer and overcome the world. Oh, you said, glory, and many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver. You told us what Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life. Help us to hold on to your word. You said in James, about us humbling ourselves in the mighty hand of God, and you do the exalting. If we exalt ourselves, you bring us a base. You told us, the glory to God, to be sober, be alert, be vigilant. That enemy is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Oh, God, you told us that after we suffered a while, how you will, glory to God, perfect us, how you will establish us and how you will settle us. God, you said in Romans 8:28 that all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and call him. You said cast those cares upon you because you care for us. You said in your word that we can be like that tree planted by the rivers of water if we shall not be moved. But you already told us don't take counsel with the ungodly. Oh, glory to God. Ah, you made so many provision for us and how we need, glory to God, even pray for our enemies. How you told us, glory, I did not curse them, but the blessing. You told us even when they're hungry, feed them, because glory to God, that's like heaping coals upon the head. You said vengeance is yours. You said put on the whole armor of God. You said in your word, glory to God, hallelujah, to let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us. He's the comforter. Oh, glory to God. Help us, God, to heed to your word. It's so much you've said in your word and provisions that already been made for us. Encouragement, glory to God, even when we're going through, even when we make mistakes. You are our advocate. You also said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us. You gave us power through the Holy Spirit. You gave us armor. You said even in your word, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. You told us about having the mind of Christ. You even told us, glory to God, every time our imagination tried to run away from it, you said in imagination, glory to God, exalt itself against the dark, bring it down into captivity. You gave us that power, glory to God, in obedience to your word. We must obey because you said obedience is better than sacrifice. And you said it, glory to God, only thing that pleases you is faith. Oh, God, you done told us how we need to persevere. You told us so much. God, help us to hear and obey. There will be times, there will be crises, there will be challenges, there will be things, glory to God, disappoint us. You went through so we can go through, and you sent us a comforter. Lord, God, help us to be led by him and let him have this way. Help us deny this flesh and crucify it because it don't want to die. It want to keep hollering out and taking over and do whatever man you feed in that house, that's the one going to rule. So we pray more and more for the body of Christ so we can win souls. We can be in, glory to God, the ark of safety, but we can be about kingdom business. We can be in a place to submit our will to your will so that way we can do what you assigned us to do until it's time to make this exit from here. But we bind up Satan, all of the cords, every trap, snare, plot, plan, everything, glory to God, he's already set up to try to keep us from being in a place of, glory to God, obedience to you and everything he's trying to do to keep us out of the kingdom of God, or to try to derail us and cause us, glory to God, to miss out on our destiny. God, help us to know, be in a place of perseverance, not, glory to God, a place of persuasion, glory to God, contemplating what we want to do, to appease the flesh, but deny this flesh. God, you told us you'll give us the desires of our heart if we, glory to God, if we delight in you first. God, I thank you so much for being our El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Breasted One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God, Jehovah Jireh, our Provider. God, I thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, that God of peace, that peace that you give us that pass all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on that peace that you said that you do give, not as the world gives. You told us not to love the world and the things in it, glory to God, because you said, glory to God, what profits a man to gain the world and lose his soul? Oh, glory to God, and money, the love of it, because money settles a lot of matters, but you said the love of it, the love of money, glory to God, hallelujah, can't remember scripture, but the devil is a lie, glory to God, oh, there's the root of all evil, But God, you say, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So God, we got to make up our feed our spirit man. Feed it, feed it, feed. Because if we don't feed the spirit man, your word of the flesh, glory to God, and what else, if we feed it that the world is offering, that's the one going to rule the house. So we pray. Thank you for these prayer warriors. Thank you for the intercessors. Thank you for people, glory to God, that's standing on the wall and the will witness, will stand firm, will, glory to God, take up their cross and follow you. Those, glory to God, even when they fall, they know how to run to the rock that's higher than you, how we will pray one for another, bear one another burdens, call each other, lift each other up, stand in the gap for one another, so we can be strong, because there's safety in the multitude of counsel. God, help us to know, glory to God, the bed is undefiled, glory to God, for those that are married. Glory to God, people want to do anything and everything, to appease that flesh, glory to God, and then they want to try to use God's words to justify. The devil is going to always be a liar and the father of lies. We are a liar too, if, glory to God, and we say we haven't said, say glory to God, trying to twist God's words, glory to God, for private interpretation, which he say not to do. Lord, I thank you today. I pray, God, that you will bless these women and men of God, and glory to God, and all the others that decide, glory to God, that'll make Jesus their choice, that we'll stand firm, and when we do error, run, glory to God, run, glory to God, from the clutches of the enemy to sin, and repent, and glory to God, press and pursue, and if we need help, call on somebody that is anointed, filled with the power of the Spirit of the Lord. Glory to God, all about kingdom business and not about appeasing and making news out of whatever information they get from us. God, help us, Lord. We love you today. Pray for our children. Pray, glory to God, for victory. Pray for their lives. Pray for them to be able to even have a life, to grow up and to be grown and have you first in their life, have education, have, glory to God, families that they desire. God, I pray that you will bless them, awaken them. Thank God for the ones that have made that choice. But God, we pray you keep them. Help us to be encouragement to them, not beat them down because of mistakes, because we have made many and some are grown, and old coons are still doing it. God, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that those that haven't come into that knowledge are all caught up in different things going on in life, that there'll be an awakening, that they'll come to the truth. One plant, one water, other than God make the increase. But we have to keep watering and watering and watering those seeds sometimes, glory, and nurturing it, glory, for it to come to fruition. Oh, God, we just bless you. We pray, glory, for you to have your way. Thank you again tonight as we come together to give you glory and give you praise. In Jesus' name, we take authority over everything and anything that will hinder these prayers that be prayed tonight, the one that's already been prayed, bind Satan up and all of the course, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, we eradicated, dismantled, uprooted, and glory, I cast out and went back to take it back to the dry place from whence it came. You're loose from your assignment, as well as this COVID and monkey pops and all of it. Praying, glory to God, for awareness for the people, that they'll wake up and realize they need a Savior and deliver those that are caught up in it, in the different things that are even caused these things to come about. Oh, God, we pray for all of us in the land, that nowhere ever sin is in the camp. No matter what kind of sin it is, sin is sin. Anything contrary to the will of the Lord, we pray that these minds that's in Christ Jesus be in us, and those that are led by the Spirit of the sons of God, we loose Holy Spirit, have thine own way. We call the peace and the joy of the Lord back. We bind up, glory to God, even the spirit of transfer of even these various things that are going on in the name of Jesus. Help us to be anchored in your word, anchored in truth, anchored in obedience, anchored, glory to God, in love, the agape, anchored, glory to God, in forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to scriptures. I cried out for God for his help. I cried out God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord at night. I stretched out untiring hands, and my soul refused to be comfort. I remembered you, O God, and I groaned, I mused, and my spirit grew faint. So now, that's in verse 1 through 3 out of Psalm 77. Amen. Praise God. That'll be our scripture reading tonight. Praise the Lord, since I prayed, and we're going to give space to the woman of God, the prophet, called and said that God has put a word in her spirit for the body of Christ. And I said maybe after a couple of prayers, but since we have enough on the line already, glory to God, usually what we have max on the Monday nights, and others may join us. So we have quite a few. We're going to ask a prophetess Bird, glory to God, to make sure that she's already on, because I did say after a couple of prayers, so I'm going to pray that the Lord bless her. She's online already. If not, then I have Glory to God. Just pray that this system move is locking the scroll down up. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we didn't come. We already prayed tonight about this, but every so often, there she is. Praise the Lord. And after her, we'll have Mother Willette because she came on. Glory to God first, and then we'll find out who else is up there when I scroll back up to pray after her. At this time, we're going to receive Prophetess Lillian Bird, a true prophet of the Lord. Whatever God has put in her spirit, we're going to pray our ears to be open to hear what he has to say this night.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name, God. We worship you, we honor you, and we give you glory tonight. Thank you, Father God, for speaking forth your word. Thank you, God, for covering us. Thank you, God, for blessing us and keeping in us. And we thank you for correction, Lord God, like never before in these last days. God, as I bring this message forth that you gave me for your body, Father God, I pray that ears are open and that they will be receptive to your word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I had a dream last night, and this morning, God just started giving me the interpretation, and he wants me to share this with the body. This is not a shouting message that God gave me, a dream that God gave me. This is a dream of rebuke and correction. And this is what I dreamed. I dreamed that I was in a room and I had bowed down on my knees and I was praying. And my sister was in the bed and she was asleep and she had the cover pulled all the way up over her head. And I was praying. I was just pouring out as I was praying and kneeled beside that bed. And all of a sudden, the bedroom door opened. And when it did, my father walked in. And my father walked in, and he looked over at me. He didn't say anything. And he kept walking, and he went into another room and closed the door. And as I looked up, this young lady was walking behind him. And I raised up from beside the bed, and I looked at her and I said, "Don't I know you? What are you doing here?" And she said, "No, I don't think I know you." And I said to her, "Oh yeah, you were in the class with my sister." I said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "You are a married woman. Why are you with my father?" And she looked at me and she said to me, "Do I know you?" I said, "Yes, you do." And I began to confront her again. And I said, "What are you doing here with my father?" And she said, "I am in love with him. I am so in love with your father." And I said, "How can you be in love with my father and your husband at the same time?" And at that point, I began to talk to her, and I don't know what I said, but I woke up. And I didn't think anything else of that dream until I had my quiet time with God today. And I was just sitting and meditating as I do with him. And God began to speak to me. As he was speaking to me, I started writing some stuff down that he was saying. And then finally this dream just appeared again. And God said to me that father, oh Shandaruku, that father represents God. That is our Father. And God said that this young lady represents the body of Christ. It represents the state that his body is in. And this is what God said to me. God said that this is not the time for a falling away of the saints. The Bible indicates that in the last days, there will be a great falling away. 2 Thessalonians 3:2. Let me just read that. And it said, let no man deceive you by any means, for this day shall come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. It's going to be a falling away before he come. And we know that the Bible is written to the saints, to the Christians. So it is going to be a falling away. This is a warning to the body of Christ. And God said that my people perish because they refuse to love the truth and be saved. For this reason, God sent them a powerful delusion. God sends them a powerful delusion. And let me read 2 Thessalonians 10. God always back up his word. He backs his word up with scripture. I think I'm going to start at 8. And it says, this is 2 Thessalonians 2:8, and it says, then shall this wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions. God is going to send some delusions, and that delusion means deceptiveness. God is going to send it. It's not going to be from Satan. That they shall, and why? That they shall believe a lie. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but has pleasure in unrighteousness. So in these last days, there's going to be that falling away of the saints. And these are people who are going to be in church faithfully every Sunday. But their lives are going to be a mess and a lie. And God himself is going to bring a delusion to those who reject him. When we love God, we will stand on the truth of his word without compromise. And God said to me that this time is coming that I am going to do the separating. He said, right now, the reason why he's not exposing is just like the tares is coming up with the wheat. And we are not to separate it. We are not to judge it. We are to pray. But the judge is coming. And this is what God is saying in Matthew 24, Matthew 13. Matthew 13, and I'm going to read a little bit of this, But you can go back and read these scriptures for yourself, because we are living in critical time, y'all. God trying to get our attention. He keeps saying this to me, because we're all in trouble. All of us, any of us, can have that falling away. So we're not pointing hands at nobody, because all of us have come short of the glory of God. But we just want to make sure that we stay connected and that we don't get caught where we don't need to be. Just like God was showing me this young lady in church, and he showed me that my sister represented the sleeping church. Some of us are praying, and some of us are asleep, but we need to wake up. We need to wake up and just pray, and believe me, that prayer changes things. And there are people sitting up in church that don't know him. Well, they know him, but they have rejected him because they won't serve him. Okay. Now, we know as you read Matthew, it talks about, is that 13? No. It talks about the seed, how that seed is planted, and some is on good ground and some is not. And that is in the body of the Christ, of body of Christ. But I want to start reading at, let me see where I'm going to start reading at, 15. For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. He's talking about the body of Christ. And their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they shall see with their eyes and hear with their ears and shall understand with their hearts and shall be converted, and I shall heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have deserved to see these things which you see. We are in a time where some of the prophets of old wish that they could see. We are in a time where God is going to use the body of Christ like never before, but God wants his body to wake up. God wants his body to be awake, so that in these last days, it's going to be a falling away, but we will not be caught up in it. And I'm trying to get to where God himself is going to come, and he's going to be, okay, this is what he says. The enemy, this is Matthew 13:39. The enemy, need to go a little bit higher than that. Okay. The field is the world, the good seed, and the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall set forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. That dream that God showed me was the state of the church, because we are in the church, and we say we love God, because this person was just, I'm so in love with God. I'm so in love with God. But they were cheating. They was fornicating and committing adultery in the body of Christ. And God wants his church cleaned up. God wants his church cleaned up. Y'all, he wants us cleaned up. Because he's soon to come. And he keeps sending out these warnings. And we keep going to church like ain't nothing happening, that he's not going to come back, and he's going to come, and we're going to be unaware. But this message is for all of us. Because God said even the elect, don't think it can't happen to you or me. We can get caught up into some stuff and can't get out of it. So God wants us to be praying and wake up. God wants us to be in that place where we know that the enemy is the one that comes. And some things God going to send himself. But these things ought to be making us strong and helping us to stand up to that that's right. So when God gave me this message, and I said, God, I just don't want to be a bearer of bad news. But God was saying, everybody that say, Lord, Lord, is not of him. And everyone that's sitting up in the church is not saved. And even those that are saved now and is walking with God, the devil is going to come and start planting stuff. And if you're not connected like you need to be, you're going to get caught up. I'm going to get caught up. We all going to get caught up if we're not careful. So God is sending this word to the church right now to tell us what is about to happen. And he wants us to get ready. He wants us to really get on our knees and begin to pray and intercede for one another. Because this thing that's coming is strong. It's an enticing spirit. That's a stronghold. That's that enticing spirit. That things come in and it is so, it's smooth. That's how the devil operates. You don't operate where you know it's him. But that spirit is enticing. And that spirit is deceiving. And that spirit would pull us away from God into something that we ourselves can't get out. But we are praying for each other, for our strength. Praying for the elite. Praying one for another. That we not get caught out of place when God comes. That we not get to that place where we become the tares rather than the wheat. And God turned us over to that furnace fire. So that was the dream. That was the word that God gave me for the body. It's just a message of conviction. It is a message of correction. So I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I want people to know that. I'm just telling you what thus says the Lord. And again, it's for all of us. That we be not deceived by the deceiver. For he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So, Father, I do thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for the visions and dreams that you give me. I thank you, God, that this fell on good soil. I pray that it fell on the ears of the hearers tonight, dear God, and that they are hearing what the Spirit is saying to his church. God, we thank you for the warning. We thank you for your protection and getting us ready for that that is about to come. We haven't seen anything yet. But we serve a great God, an excellent God, a loving God, a protecting God. And God, you will not let anything catch us unaware. So we just want to say thank you, Father God, for your word tonight. Thank you, God, for getting us ready for that next wave that the devil is going to bring to us, dear God. And if we don't wake up, We're going to catch ourselves in things that God going to send himself so that our souls will be saved. So we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. That's
message from the woman of God. We give God glory, and thou do attest that it is God and confirm that God is sending warnings over and over and over to the body of Christ. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Don't let the devil deceive you and think, oh, that was just something out there, just some words. And just like in the day of Noah, they just kept on marrying, doing whatever they wanted to do. But that did not change what God said and what's going to come to pass. At this time, praise God, we bless the Lord. Glory to God for Prophetess Bird, and thank God that God continue to cover and bless her and keep her built up and healed and hold and so forth and opening to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, and that she would open her mouth and say boldly what he's given her. So we thank God for the blood covering. At this time, we thank God for the blood covering over this these women of God and man of God, as we come forth, glory to God, to continue to stand in the gap and be intercessors and prayer warriors for his work. At this time, we're going to have Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, then we'll have Brother Black, Minister Black. Right after that, I'll be calling in line there, Mother McCormick, and then it should be Mother Alexander. And I think, I did see Pastor Sim's name. So in the meantime, we'll do it in that order. So at this time, I'm going to open the lines for Mother Willette. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, that name that's above every name, thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for being our Father God, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Father, I thank you so much for this is the day that you made. You created it. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that you love us, that you are for us, that we are your people, the sheep of your pasture. We are, Lord God, your ambassadors in the earth. We are your, Lord God, your servants. We are, hallelujah, not just children of God, but heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For rescuing us from a life of sin, the power of sin, the penalty of sin. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that your word teach to as many as receive Christ, to them become the sons, the children of God. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord God, that you love us. Thank you that you gave us your word, hallelujah. You order our steps according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. Glory be to God. I thank you that, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, the word of God is right and all of your works are done in truth. I thank you that you reveal to us through Christ Jesus who you are, hallelujah, your character, your attributes, Lord God, your nature. And so when, hallelujah, stuff come to try to deceive us and to hoodwink us, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit put a check in our spirit and let us know what's deceptive and what's not deceptive. Yes, there are those out there that would try. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I thank you through the power of your Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. He shall not have the victory because Jesus has already gotten a victory for those who have received Christ as their personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father God, I just thank you for the prayers that have already went forward. I thank you, Lord God, for the prophetic word through the dream that Prophet Lily Bird gave this evening, Lord God, and I pray that we all govern ourselves according to what we heard. I thank you so much that you give us your Holy Spirit, and I pray that your Holy Spirit help us to know exactly what we need to do, what we need to say. Glory be to God. Most of all, praise God, hallelujah, we better trust that you are the living God, that you're going to do just what you say. And thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that our spirit will bear witness to your truth in Christ Jesus' name, because your Holy Spirit lets us know the difference between the truth and that is not true in Christ Jesus' name. That's why, hallelujah, the body of Christ, we have to know who we are. We have to trust that your word is true. Glory be to God. You've given us so many examples, so many lessons throughout the Bible, Lord God, to reveal and expose who you are. You let us know exactly what you don't like. Glory be to God. And Lord God, we know the word of God teach, hallelujah, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So I'm praying, Lord God, those that have not surrendered their lives to you, I pray, Lord God, that they are come out of darkness, that you open up the blinded eyes, loose them, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that have not, Lord God, or have been bound by the demon of deception, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are, Lord God, mixed up and troubled in their minds, so much mental illness on the earth today because people have not come to the knowledge that Jesus is Lord and that it's time to turn, hallelujah, out of darkness into your marvelous light. Lord, have mercy upon the earth today. Thank you, Lord God. You've taught us men ought to always pray. And you said in 2 Chronicles, praise God, if my people who are called by my name, hallelujah, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, you're here from heaven, forgive our sins and heal the land. Lord, have mercy. It's time out. It ain't no time to be playing in church anymore. It's no time to be playing anywhere. But it's time, hallelujah, as the songwriters say, to get right, church, and let's go home because Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We don't have to have a troubled mind. Glory be to God. John, hallelujah, said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you might be also. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you so much, hallelujah, for the power of your word. You said you're going to go and prepare a place for us, that where you are, we'll be there also. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're going to make a new heaven. Glory be to God, and a new earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, there's a lot of stuff that's mixed up down here on this earth, but I pray in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, just like you said, to as many as receive you, I pray that they'll come to the knowledge that it's time to grab a hold of you, God, and never let go. Nothing in this world is worth losing your life over in Christ Jesus' name. Yes, we need leaders, Lord, have mercy. We need leaders, Lord God, that's going to be men and women of God that stand up for what is right in the sight of God and be an example to the people in the world today. And God, have mercy on our soul and help us, Lord God, not to be a stumbling block for the people that are trying to get to you. That's why it's imperative that we are, hallelujah, who we say we are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Father, I thank you so much. I ask you for mercy this evening. I thank you, Lord God, for the Lord Jesus Christ that yet make intercession for us, and you remind us that you would that none should perish, but every person will come to the knowledge of the truth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I pray that those, Lord God, that have been hoodwinked and bamboozled and deceived by the enemy, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you set them free from the clutches, Lord God, of that foul spirit. In Christ Jesus' name, loose them, Lord God, that have been bound by addictions and strongholds, and they have no clue, Lord God, what's true and what's not, because they've been so deceived for so long. And I heard the woman of God, praise God, say God would send a strong delusion for those who have just made up their minds that they're going to listen to the lie and not the truth. They're going to get a delusion so bad until they're not going to even know the truth anymore. It's almost like in Romans, the first chapter, how you talked about, hallelujah, they'll be turned over to a reprobate mind. What a state to be in you don't want to be. But God, I thank you, hallelujah, that each day you give a person breath in their body, they have the opportunity to turn if they would hear the truth and repent and say, Lord, have mercy and help me to live for you day by day. Nothing is worth losing your salvation and eternity over stuff that's in this world. It's not worth it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you so much. I bless you. I praise you. Help us, Holy Ghost. I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to order our steps according to your divine will, purpose, and plan. We pray that you give us, Father God, have mercy on our soul and forgive us for our sins. We may have been, Lord God, lazy and not doing all that we could do, Lord God. Maybe we were slack when the pandemic came. We got slack and we began to procrastinate and not do all the things that we could do to be a light and salt in this earth today. Have mercy and forgive us for our sins. And help us to get back on track in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name that you give us, hallelujah, liberty and freedom from what? From sin, from strongholds and addictions, from sickness and diseases in the name of Jesus, which is already under the blood of Jesus. God, have mercy, and I pray for a strong deliverance of those who have been, Lord God, deceived by that demon of deception. And I pray, oh Lord God, that you would set them back and clothe them in a right mind, that they may be able to hear the truth of God's word. Hallelujah, and receive it and say, God, help me to live for you. Glory be to God. I pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that you would help those that may be sick and going to the hospital. I lift up Kelvin this evening, Lord God, who is having headaches, who's had tumors in his head, and one of the shunts has come loose, so he's got to have surgery to get the shunt repaired. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus, no complications, Lord God. We pray angels be encamped about them as they travel to their destinations, Lord God, to the hospital to get the surgery done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord God, let the angels be in the hospital room. Let the doctors be focused in Christ Jesus' name. When he gets there, let them be waiting to prepare and do what they need to do, and let no weapon form against him prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that this young man, hallelujah, has a relationship with you. And we pray, Lord God, that every stumbling block that the devil tried to throw in his way, that it comes to void, nothing, null and void, in Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Lord God, that you strengthen his faith, give him his parents, his mom and dad, peace right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that this young man is in your hands, and you're going to bring him through this surgery in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for others, Lord God, that may be going through different situations, eye trouble or, Lord God, tooth pains, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, those who got a diagnosis of cancer, let them stand on your promise that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Lord God, I thank you for John 16:23. Whatsoever we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, you'll give it to us so that our joy will be full. Glory be to God. Father, I just thank you that you've already given us words of hope, Lord God, help and healing in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God. We pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah, right now that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of wickedness, the works of evil, the works of darkness, the works of witchcraft. We cancel in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will cancel every, Lord God, plot, scheme, a trap, that they are a scam that the enemy is trying to set. We say it is null and void. Hallelujah. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Lord God, that people will get serious, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, hallelujah, those you put in our path to share a word, hallelujah. We may not preach to them an hour or 20 minutes, but God, whatever word you give us, let it be a word of hope that it may encourage them to say, you know what, it's time for me to get my life right because I may be going through hell here, but I certainly don't want to die and spend eternity in hell where the fire is not going to go out nor the worm's going to die. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to turn my life around by receiving Jesus as my Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help us all, Father God. Help us to, Lord God, to be, Lord God, good stewards over the, Lord God, the work that you've assigned to each one of us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you this evening. We bless you this evening. We praise you. I pray for each person that's represented on this line. I pray for Pastor BJ, Prophet Bird, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Brother Black, Sister Alexander, Sister McCormick. I pray, Lord God, comfort in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord God, that you meet the needs of each person, Lord God. I pray for Pastor Sims, in the name of Jesus. Pastor Burton, Lord God, the wonderful young lady who preached, Lord God, for us on last Sunday, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for the message, Lord God, of coming out of the wilderness and having a determined mind. Glory be to God. And you must be determined. You must have a made-up mind. Hallelujah. For Christ, you're going to live, and Christ, you're going to die. Glory be to God. But we don't have to die. We already know Jesus already died for us. And so we've passed from death to life, and we have eternal life after we leave this place in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, I just love you. I bless you. I praise you. I pray your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede on our behalf in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those needs, Lord God, you know about every need for each person that's represented on this line. I pray, Lord God, that you will meet them according to your riches and glory. I love you, Father. I bless you, and I praise you right now. I pray this prayer by faith in Christ Jesus' name, and I count it done according to your divine will. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. First of all, giving honor to God who's first in my life, to Jesus, to our sweet Holy Spirit of fire. Amen. To the apostle. Amen. On this line. Amen. Apostle Hubbard and Prophet Lillian Bird. Oh, my God. That message was so awesome. It did something to me. I believe I was going to pray one way, but I done lost my prayer. I just thank God for his grace and mercy. There's so much in what you were saying, and God is still in the saving business. His grace and mercy is still ongoing. Amen. He's still calling out wisdom in the streets and the chief corner places. Oh, my God, and the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God. I mean, that's the beginning. That's the fear of the Lord, the reverencing God, acknowledging him and thanking him, and, I mean, just being grateful, and even salvation. People refuse, turn their head. And that delusion will hit them quicker than they know it. But I thank God for salvation. I thank God his ongoing, never-ending grace and mercy all the way up till today. Nothing's changed. He's still doing it forever. God is the same God. Yesterday, today, and forever. He's still doing it. He's still saving lives. His grace and mercy is still number one. He is love. Oh, my God. And that touched me. And I said, I know it's me in word, thought, and deed. When I think I got it right, there's so much more I didn't even tap into that I'm already doing wrong. I ain't even on the next level. I got to finish getting it right on this level so I can move. God can move me to another level. And I said, Lord, it's all me. I'm not hiding anything. I'm not shucking and jiving about anything. I just want to love you and serve you. Help me. I repent in the name of Jesus. It did something to me. I do have a testimony. My son and his fiance had a child tonight. and she was 6 pounds and 3 ounces. I'm a grandfather now, and about 3 hours ago, and her name is Color, begins with a K. Color, Jasmine. Jasmine, J-A-S-M-Y-N-E. Jupiter is the mother's last name, hyphen McGee, which is my son's last name. So my grandbaby's name is Color Jasmine Jupiter McGee. And we talked, and I was like, how does she look and everything? And before we hung up, God just prompted me, dedicate her to the Lord right now, right here, right now. And we prayed in a prayer of faith, and I dedicated my grandbaby to the Lord. Amen. She ain't even, 3 hours old. I dedicated her to the Lord all the days of her life, that she served the Lord and the Lord take care of her. And we prayed, and my son and her, my daughter-in-law, everybody said, amen, amen. And I was just so happy. I was honored. You know, God inspired me to do that. And oh, it was right on time, because that's what it's about. But I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for the great things, God, you have done in the past, present, and future, God. I thank you, Lord, for great things are about to happen. Lord, even in Psalms 91, as long as we're in Christ Jesus, as long as we're forgetting those things that are behind us and pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We've got to stay in sync with the Word. We got to stay in balance with the Holy Ghost, with the Word of God, with the Lord. Amen. We have to allow God to be number one in our lives. Trials come, tests come, but we can still stand, and we have to even those things that we like so much that are worldly and ungodly, we got to begin to loose those things off of our lives, our thought pattern, our imaginations, our mind. We got to release things out of our lives so we can pick up and entertain godly things from the kingdom of God and from the Word of God, that we can walk in it and God direct our path and not the enemy. Even the devices are so clever and tricky and so captivating. It'll catch us out there, just like you were saying, but not so in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus prayed for us that our faith fail us not. We have to continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're still guiding us. You're still watching over us. You still care for us. Hallelujah. You're still our Father. And you treat us as sons and daughters, God. You chastise us, rebuke us, God. And we thank you, God. We're satisfied in you. We're grateful, so grateful to you, God. We appreciate you. And we're honored that we're your children and you're our Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you that we're the branches and you are the true vine, Jesus. And our Father is the husbandman. We thank you that we're filled with your Holy Spirit. We're baptized in your Holy Spirit. We've been utterly submerged in your blood. Utterly submerged, dipped all the way under and pulled back up. Father, we just thank you. We're grateful, God. Just to hear you say, watch out. If you think you got it, take heed. Examine yourself, lest you fall. And Lord, we're thankful for these instructions, God. Oh, Lord, we just, so you're awesome. There's nothing more we can say, God. You are love. You love us, and we know this. You died on a cross so we can have all that you have. Father, we just lift up Sister Olsa and all of her family, the little ones, God, Pastor Sims and her brother and her nephew, God, Mother McCormick, Sister McCormick and her niece, and her niece's daughter. We lift them up to you now, God. Even her daughters, Teresa and the other one. I forgot her name. But God, we lift up Sapori and Kelly. And Mother Alexander and all her household. All her children and grands. And we lift up Mary and Jenny. I believe her name was Melinda. With the mind and the body situations, God, we thank you, Lord, that you've covered these things. Mother was letting her daughters, God, even grandbabies, God. Hallelujah. Prophet Bird and all her household. The ones that are on the prayer line that don't even speak. God, we lift them up, their spouses up. Your children up, God, to the third and fourth generation, Apostle Hubbard and her two daughters, God, and the son-in-laws, and her grandbabies, God, Imani, and the rest of the grandbabies. Hallelujah, how you have them in the palm of their hand. And no devil in hell and no man can pluck any one of us and them out of your hands. God, we thank you for your angel protection that's surrounding every person of your body. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for all the apostles that came on and ever spoke on this prayer line. And their congregations, God. We thank you for every prophetess, God, that spoke on this prayer line. God, anoint them and make room and enlarge their territory for greater in you. And their places of worship, God. We just thank you for a shift, God, in the atmosphere, in everybody's life, in everybody's ministry, that we're going to grow further in you, we're going to go higher in you, and we're going to get deeper in you in Jesus' name as we're led by your Holy Spirit. As we're led by your Holy Spirit. More intimacy, God, into you, we ought to see more, God. And we just thank you and appreciate this time, even to prepare ourselves all the more, Lord, for your love and your instruction. In the kingdom of God's way of life, in our life, right here on earth, right here and right now. We thank you for the beautiful things, for the births, God. Even for the going home celebrations, Lord, that one might be with you eternally. You know all things. the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and we bless you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for each and every one that have already prayed on tonight. We just thank God for Prophet Burry bringing that word on tonight. And we give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank God for Pastor BJ on tonight, God, Pastor Hubbard. And Minister Willett, we thank God for her. We thank God for the ones coming behind us, Pastor Stem and Mother Alexander. We just give glory and honor to the Lord because he's so good. He is so awesome. He's so good. And in the midst of the things that I'm going through right now, I still give God the glory because he is so worthy of the honor. I still give him the glory. And I thank each and every one for yet standing in the gap for me, still praying for me, for the situation that have went on in my family right now, but we still believe in God. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we just want to say thank you. We just thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you for your love and kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy, Lord God. We thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on a brand new day we never seen before. We realize, Heavenly Father, it was nothing so great or good we've done, but it was you, Lord God, that touched us with a finger of love. And so, God, we just want to give glory and honor to you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for just giving us strength, Lord God, giving us strength to be able to do what you want me to do, Father. God, I just ask you right now to look down on mankind everywhere, Father, because so many things are going on, but we know, God, that you is Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. We know that you see every problem and every situation, and there's nothing here from you, Lord God. There's nothing here that you won't bring from the darkness. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to be with us, God, as we walk down this journey, that we will be able, Lord God, to stand and be that person that you're calling on in these last and even days, that you can use me in the way that you see fit, Father. So, God, I just pray right now, Lord God, and I just thank you, Lord God, for your shedding of your blood. I thank you, Lord God, for your word most of all, God. I thank you for your word because you sent your word to heal your people. So I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for eyes to see, God. I thank you, Lord God, for how you opened up my eyes to see better than what I used to see, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for how you opened up my ears to be able to hear and be able to be a lurk of things around me, Lord God. I thank you for that, Heavenly Father. I thank you for the word of God. Let me know in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Thank you for that word, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for letting me know in your word, Father God, what your word said in Matthew 18:18, I tell you the truth, whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. I thank God for what you are doing in the midst of the situation in all of our life. When it looked like things ain't being done, things are being changed. Things are being changed behind the scenes. And I thank you, Lord God, for working these situations out. I give you glory and honor, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through a sickness in their body on tonight. I pray for those that's going through death on tonight, that's going through situation, and those that have already went through the situation of that, and they still are grieving on that situation. I pray, Lord God, that you would just let them know, God, that you are able to strengthen their body. You're able to hold them up. You're able to keep them. You're able to let them know that you'll be right there with them. You will never leave them nor forsake them. So I pray, Lord God, on tonight for that situation. I thank you, Heavenly Father God. I pray, Lord God, for each and every one that's on the prayer line. I pray for those that's not saying nothing. I pray, Lord God, for Brother Blight, like he was saying, for his granddaughter that's just been born. I pray for her, and I pray, Lord God, for his son and his girlfriend. I pray that things would be able to work out, that things would be able to be the way that they desire for it to be in the spirit realm. I pray, Heavenly Father God, that you, Lord God, will just keep us, Lord God, because we need you, Father. We are going through so many different things, but we know that you are still there because you said, let us not be weary and well-doing, that we'll reap if we faint not. So help us not to be weary. I hope I read that right. Let me say that again. Romans 8:31. What then shall, no, that's the wrong one. That's the wrong one. Galatians 6:9. It said, let us not be weary in well-doing, but in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's the one I'm talking about. Let us not be weary in well-doing. We're going to reap if we faint not. If we don't give up, we're going to reap it. And then and whatever it is, if it's good or bad, you're going to reap it. So I just pray and I thank God. And before I guess I'll wait on that. I'm not going to tell the testimony yet. I'll just wait because someone else got to pray. But I just pray, God, that the Lord will continue to bless his people and take us all through and help us to stand. I pray, Lord God, for the school system, that you will continue to bless the schools, all the schools. All of them haven't even started back yet. But God, we yet, Lord, standing in the gap for these school systems, Lord, the things that is going on, the things that have went on. We yet praying for the school system in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for our doctors and nurses. We pray for this COVID. Yet still praying for COVID and the monkeypox, God. We pray, Lord God, for police and those that's out there on different jobs that they work in, Lord God. Some gets tired and they don't want to go to work sometime, but thank God that they have a job to go to. And so, God, we just pray for that situation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to look down on the body of Christ as a whole. Help us, Lord God, to stand and stand firm, and help us to have an ear to hear what the Spirit say. Help us not just be going to church and not taking heed to what the Word of God is saying. Help us to go and not just be a hearer of the Word, but be a doer of the Word of God. Help us not to just be learning the Word of God, to ever learn and never come into the knowledge of the truth, that we can learn and we can be able to realize that we don't have to stay in the same old boat that we always stayed in, that we can cast those cares on you because you care for us and you want us to change. You don't want us to stay in the same old boat. You want us to look to you. You want us to keep our eyes focused on you, and you want us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things to be added into our lives. So, God, we pray that you would just help us, Lord God, to let that word abide, that we abide in the word, and let the word abide in us, that we can ask what we will, and it will be given to us. And the Word of God also tells us in Matthew 28:22, it said, in whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, just believe and you will receive it. So help us, Lord God, when we begin to pray and we speak under the authority, that we know that when we speak the word, that you're going to do just what you said. What you say you're going to do, not what we say you're going to do, because we can't make you do nothing. But you're going to say what you're going to say according to what your word. You're going to do what you want to be done in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just thank you for your word on tonight. And we just don't want to be just speaking things in the wrong way. We want you to help us, Lord God, to learn how to speak your word properly and say what you want us to say and do what you want us to do. So, God, we thank you on tonight. We honor you. We appreciate you. And we love you, Lord God. We ask you to forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said, done, or thought wrong in any way, that this word won't be turned void, but it will accomplish what we send it out to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I will say what I got to say later when everyone else gets through. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind, Heavenly Father, and a healthy body. Lord, it's only you brought us this far, Lord. There is no other way we can go but just keep standing and praying. promise that you gave us, Lord, because the promises you gave us is real. Lord, you said according to your word, you said in Ephesians 6, Father God, Ephesians 6 then tell us, find my burden. You said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We know we can do nothing without you, Father. And you gave us so many illustrations in your word that we can stand regardless what's going on here in this earth. We know that you gave us the power to stand, Father God. Help us to continue to stand, Father God, and to keep in the name of Jesus in our mouth always, calling on Jesus because you are the only deliverer, Lord. We have no other deliverer but you. And there's so much going on in this world today, Lord, but we know that your promises tell us, Father God, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We know that your word is true, Heavenly Father. And according to the promises, you said, cast all our cares on you. All our cares, according to 1 Peter 5 and 7, your word is what we're standing on. And we know, Father God, that your word will never let us down. Help us to be bold soldiers and to stand regardless what we see going on. Stand, for it's only in Jesus' name we can move these mountains. And Lord, we're binding up the spirit of disease that's rising up. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because your promises tell us, Father God, by your stripes we are healed. So healing is ours. It belongs to us. So we're taking it and standing strong on it because the enemy shall not have dominion in our life. For who we are, daughters of the living God, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus. That's who we are. And we bind up the works of the enemy that try to come against the body of Christ. Father God, we pray for brothers and sisters, Lord. Those we know, those we don't know, we're standing in the gap. Father God, we pray for what's going on in Mexico, the flood and the destruction. But Father, we know that your word tells us, Lord, if we pray. So Father God, we're standing on those promises and we're praying for our brothers and sisters, those in Ukraine, those overseas, Lord God, we're praying for those that is going through situation because we know your promises tell us, God, pray for one another. Regardless what we see going on in this world, pray for one another, knowing that we have dominion and authority here on earth because you gave it to us, Lord. Help us to stand strong against the foul spirit that's trying to destroy because your word tells us, Lord God, we are more than conquerors. The promises is real. Help us, Father God, to stand faithful and know who we are in Christ and stand on it because your promises never fail us. We pray for our grandchildren and our great-grands, oh God, have mercy on the young people today, Lord God. Help them to stand, Father God. Help them to know that there is a living Christ that make a way for them. Help them, Lord God, to keep their eyes on the prize. Keep their eyes knowing that this is not all it's all about, just getting up in the morning and going around, running around. But help them, Lord God. Touch their mind, Lord God. Bring them to realize, Lord, there's a better way. For Christ has paid a price that they can live a better life in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send someone part the crossway to let them know there is a better way in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord. Because without you, Heavenly Father, we won't have anything. We pray for those sisters, Lord God, Mary and Jenny, that the enemy is playing with their mind, but we binding up that foul spirit and we claiming the victory for those sisters, Lord, because you gave us all a sound mind. Oh, Father God, touch the mind of our sisters and let them come to realize. Cry out to God and claim what God gave us, a sound mind. Because our forefather cry out to the Lord and the Lord answer. We are no different from our forefather. We are not immortal. We are mortal. So whatever we cry out to God, he hear us. So the same way he hear our forefathers in those times, he's the same way he hear us today. He's the same God. He don't change. Things change, but never changes, our Heavenly Father. He's the same Father. He hears us when we cry. He knows when we hurt. And, Lord God, you see all the pain and the aches that's going on. But, Lord, we binding up that deceiving spirit and that disobedient spirit. We binding it up. That come against our young children, our grand and our great-grand. So much going on with the youth. But we don't, Father, you said in your word, if we pray. And that let us know, Lord God, that prayer is the key. Prayer is the key for everything that's going on, regardless of how it looks. Hold on to that prayer and continue to pray because, Father, your word is what we're standing on. And we know that your word don't void, Lord God. If you said it, Lord, we believe it. We believe it, Heavenly Father, because you are the only way for us. Father God, we pray for the young men them out there, Lord God. Some of them is just laying out there on the wayside. The foul spirit deceived them that they can't work. But, Lord, we banning up that foul spirit, and we are asking you, Heavenly Father, to touch the mind of these young men out there, Lord God. Let them know that there's a better way, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, you see it all, Heavenly Father, but you tell us to pray for one another, Lord. And, Lord, we praying for one another. We praying for brothers that we don't even know. We praying for sisters that we don't even know. But your word said it, Lord, and we believe it. If we pray, situation has to change. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We pray for the president and the vice president, the first lady. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that they call on you more, Lord God. Let your will be done in their life and stand faithful, Lord God. Because, Lord, you tell us, Lord, to pray for those that is in authority. Oh, God, have mercy on your people, Lord God. Sometimes, Heavenly Father, it seems like they is lost by the things that they do, but we know, Lord God, that the adversary is in the midst of that. The body of Christ, Lord God, seems to be want to lay one aside and just lay down. But, Lord, we bind that deceiving spirit right now that come against them right now. And, Lord, we pray for your pastors, Lord, because you gave us pastors, Lord, that will stand and continue to stand. We pray that they continue to bold soldiers against the wiles of the enemy and that they continue to stand strong, Lord God. Bind up any sickness, any disease that try to come against them. We binding it up in the name of Jesus and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs because it shall not have authority over our pastors, Lord. The pastors that you gave us, Lord, not the pastors of this world, they're falling at the wayside, but the pastors that stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for your mercy and your grace, Heavenly Father. Thank you for keeping us, Lord God, because only you make it possible, Heavenly Father. Nobody else could do it but you, Heavenly Father, that wake us up in the morning, keep us going. Only you, Heavenly Father, and Lord, we just give you glory. We give you praise, Lord, because it's only you. We praise your holy name, Heavenly Father. For it's only in Jesus' name we come before you and stand boldly, Lord. Because according to your word, you tell us, come boldly to the throne of grace. So there is nothing too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. Whatever we come with, whatever come against us, come to the living Christ and call out in the name of Jesus. Because you gave us authority, Heavenly Father, to call on your name and to use your name because you are the only way for us, Father God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for how good you've been to us, Lord. Oh, you watched over our children, Lord God. Oh, you take care of us, Lord God, because it's not been for you. Where would our kids be today? And we pray for all grandchildren, all brothers and sisters. Oh, hayabasatiya, rogo shata. Thank you, Jesus. Because I know you is a God that hear our cry, Lord God. I know you feel everything we feel, Lord God. And I know you said in your word, if we pray, regardless what sickness and disease coming in this world, we binding up this foul pestilence and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord God. It's so much going on in this world today, Lord, but we know that your promises stand strong. We pray for the head of the prayer line, Lord. Continue to keep our strong, Lord. Continue to keep our edge around our Lord God. We bind up any sickness, any disease, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. It has no authority in the body of Christ. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Help us to walk this journey right, Father God. And help us to remember that you gave us authority over the works of the enemy. And Lord, we're standing on the promises. We're claiming the victory, Lord God, victory in our lives. Continue to bless us all on the prayer line, Lord God, because we continue to stand as one in the name of Jesus, claiming victory in our life, in our children's lives. Thank you, Jesus, because only you can do it, Heavenly Father. Only you can keep us standing strong when we decide to be bold soldiers and stand on your promises. Because, Lord, your word tells us you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. So we're standing on the promises, Lord, and we give you all the glory and the praise and the honor go to you, Heavenly Father. There is none like you, Lord Jesus. We love you, we praise you, we glorify you and you alone, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
To God be the glory. Oh, so much has been said and so many good and wonderful things, and I just overwhelmed tonight because I was up in the dream walking right through the room that Pastor Prophet's bird told us about. It was so real and alive until I could really witness with it. And all of the prayers that have gone up, I'm telling you, the saints of God have really prayed tonight. And I come in Jesus' name asking God to reveal, shine light, show us the right way to go. Brother Black said, and I said, sometimes I think I've got this now. I've got it right. I know this is it. And if something hits again, the same thing comes back. We have to fight a good fight of faith, and we have to keep that armor on because the adversary, the devil, is doing his work. And it's left up to us to do ours, and we do that by holding on to the word of God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, if you can master that one. Just lean on him. Don't do things on your own according to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of your ways and let him direct. The Bible says he shall direct our path. And the thing that's a lot with us, we don't have time and we don't want to wait. We want everything to be instant. We want it to happen right now. Right now, I can't wait that long. But sometimes you have to wait. And you're waiting because God has fixed it a certain way. And in his due time, hallelujah, he will do just what needs to be done. You may not agree, and you don't have to agree, but God knows the right way to go. He knows how to fix your problem. Hallelujah. He knows just what you need, and he knows when you need it. And we come tonight, Father, just lifting you up. We thank you for Pastor BJ and all of the saints and all the intercessors, all of the prophets, the preachers, the teachers, the fivefold ministries that are on this line that come every Monday night and some Sundays, upholding and praising God and asking God to heal, set free, and deliver his people. Father, we just love you. We praise you. We give you honor and we give you glory. We thank you for the great and mighty works that you have done. And we ask for you, Lord, to continue to heal our land. Somebody said, well, we pray for our officials and we pray for them tonight, Lord, because they need your guidance. They need your help. They don't know what to do. But if they could only learn to lean on you and trust in your word, and you will show them the way. Because of prayer and the unity in this prayer group here, many, many people have been strengthened. Many people, I believe, have been saved.
and I know a lot of them have been healed, including me. And, Lord, I thank you so much for your word that goes forth. We thank you, Lord, blessing our children, Lord. We pray for them from the time Brother Mac Black, from the time they are born. Every opportunity we get, we need to pray for them and hold them up. They are faced with so many things that we weren't faced with. We were faced with things, but it wasn't of this magnitude. And, Father, we ask you to please hold them in the hollow of your hand. Father, send angels. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, send angels, Lord, to watch over them, Lord. All of us, all of our families, all of our concerns, Father, that we won't let our foot slip and go back in the other direction, but we'll keep pressing forward and we'll go from glory to glory to glory, not stagnant and stand in the same place. Lord, we praise you. We want to give you honor tonight, Lord, and we ask you blessings upon this whole world, Father, that you turn this very pestilence called COVID and monkeypox and smallpox and whatever, to turn it back around away from people and send it back to the abyss from where it came, never to rise again. Father, we love you. We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for every opportunity to come into your presence and say thank you. In the atmosphere, give us Holy Ghost power, Lord, wisdom to stand in these last days. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name.
Praise your holy name. God is awesome. It's wonderful. And thank God for the power of prayer. In a couple of minutes, we'll have Mother McCormick, because she does have something to share with her testimony, and we continue to give glory and praise and honor for touching their families through the time of believing with her nephew's wife. But in the meantime, just before then, I know Melissa may have to get off the prayer line, and I don't know if the Pastor Burden has anything to say, but we want to find out if there's a prayer request from her. No, she didn't ask some of us. We've already been praying for, but there is something that she has to have done soon. So do you want to ask for the prayer request tonight? Alicia?
Oh, yes. Just pray for me for my decision on what anesthesia I'm going to, what route God wants me to take on that. And then throughout the whole ordeal, that God would lead your hands, get the right medication for what's necessary in the recovery and everything for the procedure, no infection.
She's having a procedure done tomorrow morning or more, sometime or another. I don't know the time, but we want to. Do you have the time?
They just called me not too long ago and said for me to be there at 10 in the morning. They're going to have to work me in, so I probably won't be seen until that afternoon.
Well, okay, then. That's cool.
Keep to the fast from 12 o'clock because I can't have anything to eat or drink past midnight tonight.
Well, okay, then do what you have to do before midnight. And we believe in God for that and that you'll put in remembrance of it. Pastor Burton is on the line, so I might ask her to go ahead and pray. If she's not available, then we ask Prophet Bird to pray. Pastor Burton?
All right.
Apostle Burton, are you there? Well, maybe she's
go
not
ahead. Here. I'm just going to listen in.
Okay, then, Pastor Burton, Prophet is Burton. You take that prayer request for Alicia then for that for in the morning, and then we'll take another prayer request. We're still going to take the rest of the prayer request, but Mother McCormick has a testimony and so forth like this to share something for us to be praying about too as well. Prophet Bird, you go ahead.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 8:17 says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Ezekiel for the prophet, saying himself, Jesus himself took our infirmities and he bare our sickness. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you will never leave nor forsake us. And we know, Father God, if you brought her to this, you will bring her through it. God, we know that she's had problems before with anesthesia and different situations. But we are praying now for a blood covering, God, from the crown of her head to the toes of her feet. We're saying that they're not going to have any problems. Whichever decision she makes, God, when she comes before you, that there will be no problems in Jesus' name. Because, God, by your stripes, she's already healed. And we are praying, Father God, if she has to be put out to sleep, God, that you're there with her. We're praying, God, if they do that spinal, that she will not go back and nothing will happen to her that happened before. In the name of Jesus, we're thanking you, Father, for having her in the palm of your hand. And we come against fear and torture or any other thing from the enemy now, God, that would come against her and what you are about to do. But Jesus took all the infirmities and bared our sickness in his own body. So, Father God, we bring her tonight and lay her at the foot of the cross. And we say, have your way, protect her, and keep her in Jesus' name. And this will not be a bad experience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We pray a covenant over the prophetess. She's been brought forth and poured out of her spirit for that word that God has given her for the body. I don't know if it was a rush coming to the phone or whether the enemy is trying to attack with her sounding winded. We're praying that that body lining up with the word of God, and there will not be any infirmities or any attacks or any incidents or nothing coming against that, that God has blessed her to be a mouthpiece for him. And we pray, God, continue to bless it and protect it. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us all in Jesus' name. We have one more prayer request. It's before a testimony. You still can do your prayer request as a testimony, but if there was something pressing, I was going to allow you to go ahead and say it, but make it make it quick for you to pray for you, and then give Mother McCormick that moment for her to share briefly her testimony. Okay, Mother McCormick, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. There's two things I want to say for my nephew when he had lost his wife. Just keep him in prayer because he's really going through. He's really going through as going home and finding his wife deceased. So just keep him in prayer because he got off from work. He worked all night long, and when he got off from work, he came home and he found his wife. He kissed her on her face. He thought she was asleep, but when he got there, he touched her. She was already cold. She was gone. And he's really going through. So just keep him in prayer. Also, my granddaughter, last week, as I was getting to tell y'all, as I was praying, I said we wasn't going to go through the same thing we went through last year with her. Come to find out some things that was going on. I don't want to bring all the detail out on the phone. Things that was going on with her. Come to find out the situation where that she found out that this person was harassing her in some way. And if I say the word right, I hope I did. But anyway.
Harassing my.
Okay. I'm just going to say this point right here. What has happened is, thank God that we found out what was going to happen before it got as bad as it would have got if not this other person had been at school with my daughter, and he went to the office and confirmed about the situation. Then when I found out about it, it came to my spirit to tell my son-in-law to go out there and to check on that situation. And that's when they found out what was going on about the situation, what this guy was going to do to the whole entire school. So we thank God that the enemy territory was towed out, that they got him. They got him. So I thank God for that. Like I said, I was going to put a whole lot out there on the phone.
And that's a miracle in that. All the prayers we've been praying for those kinds of things for our children and school and protection, nobody but God. So that's a miracle in itself without divulging in the airways the circumstances around it. But believe that it was a miracle. Thank God for that. And thank God we will continue to pray for our children and the school. Amen.
Yes.
Any prayer requests now? Any more prayer requests? Or praise reports? Thank God for, like my sister just said, for Brother Blackstone, praise report, and for the various ones we already prayed for. Continue to keep Mother Freeman and Mother Camp, glory to God, 96 and 91. Bless them and keep my auntie that's 93. Pray glory to God for them and their conditions and their bodies and keep them and strengthen them and encourage them in the name of Jesus. And pray and glory to God for Sister Tanya that we've been praying for, the friend of Pastor Burton and also myself, Elder Carol, her son and daughter-in-law with stage 4 cancer, that we believe in God for that miracle. As I said, we will pray periodically, but it's time now to really keep her name before the Lord as she's fighting this good fight of faith. Glory to God, to persisting and pursuing for her life, that God will bless and bring her out of this situation, and he get the glory for touching her body and healing, and pray for the husband too. In the name of Jesus, bless God. And also all the prayer requests that was in between the prayers, we thank God for it, for the mothers and the others that we've been having on the prayer line in prior times and things that were coming up, which I'll continue to keep them lifted up as we heard some of those prayers in the time of you all were praying. So we bless God and we thank God as y'all continue to keep Alicia in prayer and Carmelita with the procedure that she's going to have very soon. She's been asking people to pray for her about this, the procedure she may have. I mean, she's planning to have to talk to the doctors, her family, and husband and all that, we're believing for her health for this weight loss. So she's requesting prayer so she won't have any complications or any problems when that time arrives too in months ahead. So we thank God as we continue to pray ye one for another. We thank God for Apostle Burton and the ministry there and what God is blessing. And we thank God, glory to God, for each one of us. And that word, if you have not, you came on late and did not hear that dream or that prophetic and what God has given for the end times for the body of Christ right now and the revealing and the warning, look up on www.blogtalkradio.com/divine, DEVINECONNECTION, divine connection. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/divine connection. And hear that word that God has put out for the body of Christ, not nobody individual, and all that you're saying, all will be careful that any of us can be snared. But God has warned for those, glory to God, to know of the times that we are in and how the body of Christ is sleeping in some areas of other things that people are going to church tonight, and the thing that the enemy is deceiving. I only got a couple of the notes down, but if anything else, I don't have her to say this again, praise God, of what God has given. Briefly, another night, another time, too, because I'm not quite sure she's available to share briefly some of the things God was warning us for concerning this dream that she had and how God blessed and gave the interpretation. And it is for the body of Christ. And the scriptures that she's given to back up those things too as well. And it's a falling away and how the enemy comes to deceive. And we're not going to be the ones that praying that we don't get caught up in being the chair Because he said if we tear the road together, he'll do the separating. And how God will send a strong illusion, and that's what causes those that reject him and don't want to listen. But it was a powerful word tonight. And God wants us to live for him and not turn our hearts away from the things of the world. But
amen.
It's a powerful word. You there, Pastor? You about to say something?
I am. I just want to say, first of all, congratulations to the first-time granddaddy. God bless you and so happy for you. I just want to say congratulations. And I just want to say this to the body of Christ. God loves us so much that he don't want any of us to be deceived or any of us to perish. And that's why the word comes. And I, and just like Pastor was saying, it's not for individuals, it's for the body. And he wants us to be alert and know what Satan is up to. You know, sometimes I think God gives a hard word. But God loves so much that his desire is that none of us perish. And that's why he keeps speaking to the body of Christ to let us know it's time to get ready, y'all. It's time to get ready. Our time is short. When we can look at everything that people are doing. I mean, there's nothing now that they won't try and nothing that they won't. So God is just getting his body alert. He wants us to be alert and know what things we need to come against. In these last days, and to know one of the things, y'all pray for one another, because none of us are exempt.
Amen.
So let's pray one for another for all strength, like never before. Because Satan ain't playing. I can tell you that.
Oh.
And taking out anybody that he can.
Amen.
So we just give God praise, and I tell you that Brother Black and Sister McCormick and Sister Alexander, Minister Alexander, all of you, Pastor Sims, when those prayers came, they came so powerful tonight. And I'm weeping, I don't know why I'm weeping, but praise be to God, and I just want us to be encouraged.
Praise God. Mother, we'll let on down everybody that prayed, and even those not be praying individually in the background, but we thank God that morning come before destruction, and God loves us, and he baptized those that he loves. He wants us to be aware, be alert, and be diligent. Praise God. Because he knows what it's going to take for us to be able to stand it. All of it is in his word. If we just believe it, act on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And we don't have to be walking in fear, but walking in love and walking in authority, walking in our peace and joy with it. Praise God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. If there's any, there's nothing else, praise God. We thank God again for tonight, and we're praying for a blessing of you coming out with a great procedure tomorrow, Miss Alicia, Prophetess, and we're praying God's blessing on the word that you will give to her on our fourth Sunday. We'll look forward to Prophetess Anum speaking that evening. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God again for the word tonight and all the prayers. Pray God's blessings upon you all, cover you under the blood, at your angels, Lord, and pray glory to God to continue, as we often say, pray ye one for another, and keep the Lord, the author and the finisher of your faith, and be in that word, and let the word get in us and work some things out of us. So we bless God in favor and financial blessings, in Jesus' name. All right, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Blessings throughout the week. Continue to pray. Go over to God for our week. Pray one for another.
Amen. Shalom. Amen. Love you.
Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Shalom.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
That's our prayer, that we'll get to that place, that we will be honestly, earnestly being able to praise him, glorify him in the valley, on the mountaintop, in the middle of the decision making, giving him his glory. Praise the Lord. Good night. Bless the Lord. Hello.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Shalom.
Thank you.